Hello, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is there any other name that might be associated on that policy, or is it just yours?
It's just Jacqueline Leatherwood, just mine. I have my VIN number.
Okay, give me just one second. Okay, and just to, okay, so that is the, can I get you to verify your home address? Just make sure I'm looking at the correct one.
Number 1, Ingleside Village, Tuscaloosa, okay. Alabama, 5401.
Okay, so I did find that profile. The only thing is that it's showing, it's locked and showing that it's inactive. I'm not sure why that would be. That would be something that your insurance provider would have to answer for you.
My insurance paid up, so I know that's a lie.
Okay, I'm not.
I don't mean to talk to you like that, but I'm just saying I know my insurance is active.
Right. I'm not saying that you're lying about that. It might be because they haven't updated it. I'm not sure exactly what.
I can tell you that this is like an old seat, but this is the only thing I had information on.
Okay. Do you know when you renewed your policy, the renewal date?
I renewed my last week.
Okay. And that might be what the issue is, because it takes them usually a week or two to update it in their system. Do you know a date exactly last week? That way I can put that on here and see if it'll work for me.
When I went and paid it. I'm trying to see. It was one day. I think it was Tuesday, because that's when I got paid. I went and paid.
Tuesday of last week?
Yes, ma'am. I had to pay $75, and I gave them $80.
Okay. All right. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's a Jimmy.
Okay.
2001 Jimmy.
Okay, GMC Jimmy, I do see that, and the color's black.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I may have been able to use that. Give me just one second. Okay, so yes, ma'am, with that date, that renewal date, it was able to accept that. So it must have been just because they haven't updated it in their system. What I'm going to do, since I was able to find your policy, I'll go ahead and disconnect the line and contact the same provider back and see if he can assist you. And I'll give you a call back with their contact information. That way you can keep in touch with them that way. And just before I get you off the phone, it says that it won't crank. Did it cut off on you while you were driving?
Well, when I cut it off and went into place and came out, it wouldn't crank back. It crunk up, but when I kept trying to crank it, it just stopped cranking. We jumped it off. It still wouldn't crank. All my lights coming on, so I'm not for sure what's wrong.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and finish filling out this ticket that I have now and contact the provider and get him set up for you. And then I'll give you a call back as soon as I get his confirmation for you.
Okay.
Okay. I do apologize for the hold up, but I am glad that I was able to find that for you. So hold for me just one moment, and I'll go ahead and get him set up for you. Would you prefer that I put you on a hold while I get him set up, or?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I can hold.
Okay. All right. Hold for me just one moment.